这样的事情的一些人。
They turned defeat into victory.
他们呢，把失败呢改变成一个成功。
And they turned trials into triumph.
他们也把试炼呢改变成一个胜利的事情。
And in the book of James, we learn how to do that.
在雅各书里面呢，我们学习到怎么样来做这样的事情。
You turn your trials and troubles into triumph.
怎样子呢？把试炼呢，还有困难呢，变成一种胜利的事情。
We live in a broken world because of sin.
我们因为这个世界的罪恶，我们活在一个破碎的世界里面。
And so we have trials and troubles in our lives.
我们在生活中间呢，有充满了一些试炼跟一些困难。
And God allows us to be tested by these troubles.
当然神呢，让我们在经过这些困难的试验中间。
He does it for two reasons.
他这样做有两个原因。
One is to test our faith to see if our faith is real.
第一个呢，他就是要用这个试炼呢，来看我们的信心是不是真实的。
And he does it to help us grow into maturity.
而且呢，他要让我们经过这个试炼呢，让我们的信心能够变成更成熟。
So let's look at James chapter 1 verse 2.
那我们现在就翻开圣经看雅各书的第一章。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
第二节到第四节呢，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们 成全完备，毫无欠缺。
The New Testament world was very different from our world today.
在新约时代的那个时候呢，它的背景跟我们现在差很多。
You know, Christians living in the US have an abundance of food.
我们今天的基督徒，在美国的基督徒呢，都有很丰富的一些生活的。
We have resources and freedom.
我们有很多的资源，我们也有自由。
In the New Testament time, the believers face extreme poverty.
但是在那个新约那个背景，时代的背景呢，那些信徒呢，都遇到了一些极度的一些困难和。
They were severely persecuted for their faith.
而且呢，他们也受到了强迫的严厉的迫害。
And God let them be tested.
但是呢，神却让他们经过这些迫害，让他们经过试验。
And so we need to understand two key words if we look here at our outline.
我们要了解这个试炼的时候呢，先要了解两个在希腊文里面的一些字的意思。
The first one is the word often translated trials.
第一个字呢，就是通常翻译成试炼。
Parosmos is the Greek word for this.
这个希腊的文字呢叫 parosmos。
And it is translated as trial, temptation, or a test.
可以翻译成是试探，或者是诱惑，或者是考验。
And so the same word can be translated in three different meanings.
所以同一个希腊的字呢，可以翻译成三个不同的意义。
So if they're talking about trials, trials means an external stress.
当我们谈到试炼的时候呢，我们通常是表示是一种外在而来的一种压力。
Go to our next slide. Yeah. Trials are external things that happen to us in the physical world.
也就是说呢，试炼是从外在来加在我们身上的一些事情。
It might be conflict in a relationship.
也许是人际关系中的一种冲突。
Might be lack of money or food.
也许是我们金钱上的不足，或者是食物上的缺乏。
Most often it's health problems.
或许是我们身体上的病痛。
They can be caused by our own sin.
或者是因为我们自己本身的罪恶。
The sins of others because they hurt us.
也许是因为别人的罪，所以他们伤害了我们。
Or it's just because we live in a broken world that we get health problems.
也许就是因为我们活在一个破碎的世界里面，我们有各种各样的问题。
Trials are like being laid off from a job.
所以试炼呢，就是让我们在这个事情里面经过这些试验。
Or your house being hit by a tornado or something.
就比如说你的房子被这个龙卷风所袭击。
But the same word can be also translated temptations.
但是同一个字呢，它也可以翻译成是一种试探。
Temptations are internal stresses.
试探呢是一种内在的一种压力。
When the external trials come,We are tempted to give up on God.
当外在的压力来的时候呢，我们会受到诱惑而要对神放弃。
Satan tempts us.
魔鬼也在诱惑我们。
Our own sinful nature tempts us.
我们自己罪恶的本性也在诱惑我们。
Why bother walking with God?
为什么要这么累呢？
We are tempted to give in to sinful attitudes.
我们也很容易的呢，就做一些罪恶向的一些事情。
Or sinful actions.
做一些有罪的一些行为。
Maybe we'll get angry at people.
也许我们会对人发脾气。
Or we'll tell lies to get what we want.
或者我们会撒一些谎。
So trial is a very important word in the book of James.
所以试炼呢，或者是试探呢，在雅各书里面是一个非常重要的一个字。
Then the next word is perseverance.
在下面一个希腊字呢，就是叫做 perseverance， 就是毅力。
It's the capacity to hold out and bear up during times of trouble.
这个毅力呢，就是在我们面对各种的困难和这个问题的时候呢，我们必须要能够坚持的下去。
We hold on to our faith.
我们必须要能够耐得住，能够坚持下去。
Or it's a state of patiently waiting for things to change.
要坚持住我们的信心，一直到外在的环境改变。
See, human beings are capable of perseverance.
所有的人类呢，都能够有能力来面对这些，都有这个毅力。
We are capable of getting through the tough times.
我们都有能力来度过困难的时期。
I've seen many of you get through health problems, really difficult health problems.
我看见很多的你们中间呢，有些人经过了一些病痛，
You persevered.
但是呢，你们却经历有耐力能够度过它。
Or maybe you're the one that had to give the care to someone in your family who was sick.
也许呢，你需要对家里的一些人提供一些照顾，他们是生病的人。
And you didn't whine or complain, you persevered.
但是呢，也许你会不高兴，但是呢，你却胜过了这些试探。
You know, many of you came from overseas, from China or Taiwan or somewhere.
也许你是从国外来的，从台湾或者从中国。
You came here and you persevered through language and education and study.
你来到美国以后呢，坚持的学习了语言还有他的文化，能够留在这个地方。
See, in the same way, God wants your faith to persevere, to grow strong.
同样的，神要在经过各种的苦难呢，要让我们的信心能够更坚定。
So we patiently endure trials while trusting in Jesus.
所以呢，我们就耐心的经历这些试探。
Every believer needs to persevere.
怀着信心，因为每一个信徒都必须要经过这些，要有毅力。
Let's look at Psalm 23 verse 4.
我们现在来看一看这个诗篇第23章第4节。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
This verse says that we will go through our trials. We will not go around it.
这里面告诉我们说，我们要经历我们的试探，而不是要避开它。
And Jesus, our shepherd, promises to go with us.
耶稣呢，我们的这个牧者，他告诉我们说，在我们经历试探的时候，他会跟我们同在。
So let's talk about how do we develop perseverance through trials.
那现在我们来就谈谈看，怎么样子才能够发展出这些毅力，所以来胜过这些试探呢
？And this passage in James gives us five qualities.
在雅各书的这段经文里面讲了有五个重要的特质。
The first one is have a joyful attitude.
第一个呢，就是要有一个喜乐的态度。
Verse 2 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds."
第二节说，我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
The word consider is an imperative. It is a command.
这个字里面以为或者认为是其实是一个命令。
God says, when you go through a trial, I command you to be joyful.
神告诉我们说，当我们在经过百般试炼的时候呢，他命令我们必须要有喜乐。
This of course makes no sense because joy is not the normal response when you get bad news.
当然这件事情是不合理的，因为当我们遇到困难的时候，我们直接的反应并不是有喜乐。
You know, you go for a medical test and they give you bad news. Joy is not the choice I want to make.
当我们去做了一个身体检查，然后他医生告诉我们说一个不好的消息的时候，我们直接的反应并不是一个喜乐。
Not only that, you're going to face all kinds, troubles, trials of many kinds.
不但如此呢，我们还会经历各种百般的试炼。
That sounds depressing.
这实在是非常沮丧。
I might have health problems or financial problems.
我也许有身体上的问题，或者是我有财务上的问题。
I might have family problems or school problems or work problems.
我有家庭上的问题，也许我在学校里面或者工作上的问题。
But God is saying you can be joyful because I am working in you.
但是神告诉我们说呢，我们都可以有喜乐，因为神在我们心里面做工。
You can be joyful because I am working through you.
因为你们需要喜乐，因为我在你心里面做工。
I'm using your difficult times to shape you to be more like Jesus.
因为我必须要借着这个时间把你变成更像耶稣基督。
So we can be joyful because we know God is working on us.
我们可以有喜乐，就是因为我们知道神在我们身体上做工。
Our trials should be productive.
我们的试炼将来会对我们是有帮助的。
But the key is responding to them correctly.
但是的问题就是我们怎么样子来面对这些试炼。
You can be positive and make lemonade.
我们可以有一种正面的态度，然后把柠檬变成柠檬汁。
Or you can be bitter and do what this sign says.
或者就像这个标语所说的，你就把它扔给别人好了。
You know, God gives you lemons, just start throwing them at people. Just get angry and upset.
啊，就是有坏事情来的时候，我们就把它扔给别人，然后我们就是发脾气吧。
Immature believers become angry and bitter when difficult times come.
不成熟的信徒呢，当困难来的时候，他们的反应就是生气。
Our outlook determines the outcome of a situation.
我们对未来的看法呢，决定我们的结果。
Our attitude determines how we will act.
我们对事情的态度呢，决定我们要采取的行动。
We will grow stronger or we'll become bitter.
我们一则就是变得更坚定坚强，另外一个就是变得非常的苦读。
So be joyful because God has a plan for you.
所以呢，我们是需要有喜乐的心，因为神有一个计划。
The second thing we need is we need an understanding mind.
第二件事情呢，就是我们必须要有一个有理解的一个明白的一个思维。
Verse 3 says, because you know that testing of your faith develops perseverance.
雅各书第三节里面说，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。
The word here, the key word is you know.
在这里面重要的事情是明白这个字。
You understand that God has a plan for you.
我们明白神在我们身上有一个旨意。
God has not abandoned you.
神还没有抛弃我们。
God is not punishing you.
神也不是在责罚我们。
God is getting you ready for a promotion.
神呢是要准备我们能够步步的高升上去。
He wants your faith to grow stronger so he can use you.
他要我们的信心能够更坚强，所以他能够更使用我们。
God is allowing us to be tested for a reason.
神让这些试验来考验我们是有一个目的的。
The word test means to prove that something is genuine or real.
去试验我们，他试探我们，就是看看我们这个是不是真，信心是不是真的。
Are you a Christian? Is your faith real?
我们既然是一个基督徒的话，我们的信心是真的吗？
To test the genuineness of a diamond, the jewelers place it in clear water.
为了要测试一下一个钻石是真的还是假的呢？那些珠宝商呢，他们会把钻石放在水里面。
Real diamonds sparkle when they're in water.
当然在一个清澈的水里面的时候，真正的那个钻石呢，会闪闪发光。
If you put an imitation stone in water, it does not do the same thing.
假如放一个假的一个钻石放在水里面呢，它不会发生光彩。
And when you put them both in the water at the same time, you can clearly tell which one is real.
真假的钻石放在一起放在水里面的时候，你马上就会看出来哪一个是真的。
I hope my wife doesn't test this.
我希望我的太太没有把她的钻戒拿来测试一下。
I'm just being funny, it's okay.
跟大家开个玩笑啊。
See, many people say, I have faith, I have confidence in my faith.
很多人说我有信心，我对我 的信心非常的有。
And then it is tested by hardships and disappointments.
但当我的信心受到了这个试炼还有一些困难的时候。
Will your faith be real or is it fake?
我们就可以晓得我们的信心是真的还是假的。
Is your faith living or is it dead?
我们的信心是活的呢还是死的。
Are you saved in Jesus or are you not saved?
我们是在耶稣里面得救了还是没有？
See, every time we endure a trial, a difficult trial, and we take a step of faith, we build spiritual muscle.
每一次我们经过试探的时候呢，我们就在灵命上建造我们的肌肉。
Every time you share the good news with someone, you exercise your spiritual muscle.
当我们跟别人分享这个好的福音，我们也在建造我们灵命的肌肉。
Every time you tell someone God loves you, you exercise a spiritual muscle.
当每一次我们告诉别人说神爱你们，我们也在建造我们灵命的肌肉。
The more often we exercise a spiritual muscle, the stronger we become spiritually.
我们越锻炼我们的灵命的肌肉，我们就变成更属灵。
Now, how many of you exercise?
你们中间有多少人在运动？
You guys are about as lazy as the English side.
举手的人不多哈，所以跟英文组的人差不多。
We don't exercise because it's hard.
我们不运动，因为不锻炼，因为是很累。
I actually go and lift weights at the gym.
我呢，到健身房里面去举重。
And if I lift a 30-pound dumbbell in each hand, I will build muscles. I'll show them to you sometime after church.
假如说我一个手呢可以举30磅的重量呢，我这样锻炼的话，我会增加我的肌肉。你们要看，我可以给你们看。
I have to do it regularly.
而且呢，我必须要这样子很固定的来做它。
If I just lift my TV remote, I get no muscle.
我假如是把这个电视机的这个遥控器拿起来的话，我是没有办法锻炼肌肉的。
So we must be active in serving through our faith to build spiritual muscle.
所以呢，我们怎么样在锻炼我们灵命的肌肉呢？我们必须要经过我们对神的一些服事。
You need to take advantage of the testing God is putting you through.
我们也要借着各种神在我们生命中的一些试探的机会来建立我们灵命的肌肉。
To strengthen your spiritual character.
为了要增强我们在灵命里面的一些特性。
See, my gym membership does nothing for me if I don't take advantage of it.
我的这个健身房的会员卡呢，对我来讲是没有用，除非我真正到健身房里面去运动。
When we understand this, we can persevere through trials.
我们了解这个道理的话，我们在所有的试炼中，我们都可以有能力。
The third quality we need a submissive will.
第三个呢，就是我们必须要有一个顺服的意志。
Verse 4 says, "Perseverance must finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything."
第一章第四节说，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
We're going to go through that valley of shadow of death. We're not going to go around it.
我们要经过死荫的幽谷，而不是去要绕过这个死荫的幽谷。
You know, we go, God, just take me out. Just lift me up and fly me over it.
我们也许像跟神求说，你就把我干脆提起来，就度过这些困难好了。
But as we walk through that valley of shadow of death, that is where God does his work on us.
但是当我们在度过这个死荫幽谷的时候呢，那就是神在我们身上做工的时候。
And he wants to finish his work in us so that we are mature and complete.
他必须要在这个试炼中做完他的工作，我们才可以成就。
Mature can be translated perfect.
这个成熟可以翻译成变成是一个完美。
This does not mean moral or spiritual perfection.
这并不代表是一个道德或者是一个精神上的一个完美。
It means fully developed.
它是代表说它是完全发展出来的一种属性。
You watch your children to make sure they grow up mature.
你看你们的小孩子，你要确定他们能够完全的发展出他们的个性来。
The word complete means the idea of being whole.
这里这个字完全的意思是代表是一个整体性的一个概念。
Mature Christians are complete in Jesus Christ.
成熟的基督徒呢是在耶稣里面是一个完整的。
We don't need anything this world has to offer.
我们不需要这个世界所提供我们任何其他的东西。
So in order for God to complete his work, we must submit to it.
为了要使神在我们身上做完他的工作呢，我们必须要在他的旨意下顺服。
You know, the grapevine needs to be pruned to produce good fruit.
就像一棵葡萄树呢，它需要有园丁的来修剪，它才可以产生又甜又香的水果。
If the gardener does not trim the branches, they'll get too long and the fruit will be bitter.
假如这个葡萄树不被这个修剪的话呢，它就会长得非常的这个大而且没有大而无当。
So God uses our troubles to reveal weak spots and bad spots in our lives.
所以呢，神就借着这些苦难呢，来展现出来我们的这个弱点。
And when God reveals a bad attitude, we need to submit to God and let it go.
当神指出我们个性上的弱点的时候，我们必须要在神面前顺服。
Are you going through a trial or a trouble today?
我们中间有人是不是正在经过这些试炼呢？
We all do.
我们每一个人都有。
And if you're struggling with it in your attitude, it's probably because you're resisting God.
假如你现在还在跟他斗争的话，很可能是因为你的态度呢，是在你在拒绝神的这个考验。
And instead of letting God teach us, we are kicking and screaming the whole way.
我们应该要让神来带着我们，但是呢，我们做的呢，确实是反抗，而且在喊叫。
See, immature people are selfish and self-absorbed.
不成熟的人呢，他们都是自私，而且是自以为是的人。
They will complain and whine about their troubles.
他们常常在抱怨为什么这些苦难会发生在他们的身上。
Mature Christians are patient.And joyful.
但是呢，一个成熟的基督徒呢，他们是有耐心，而且他们是有喜乐的。
Now we understand that the trials and troubles are difficult, but we also understand God is working through us.
我们知道试炼跟苦难呢是很困难的，但是我们知道神在与我们同在，在我们身上做工。
So if you're really struggling in your trial or trouble, you need to have a talk with God about it.
假如你还是在试炼中间觉得有困难，还在这个跟他这个搏斗的时候呢，也许你应该跟神谈一谈。
It's easy to get depressed.
很容易我们就会得到很被沮丧。
It's easy to get bitter.
而且很容易呢，我们会有心里有一些苦毒的
想法。You know, I've been through these things myself.
我自己呢也经过很多类似的情况。
And it's tempting to blame people.
我们很自然的就会去埋怨别人。
But I find that I just need to go to God and talk to Him and pour my heart out.
但是我自己的经验感觉呢，我最好的办法就是来到神面前来跟他谈话。
Or maybe you just need to talk with me or a pastor or a Christian friend and just talk.
或者是你们也可以来跟我谈，或者跟你们的牧师或者你们的属灵的朋友来一起谈。
The fourth thing we need is a believing heart.
第四件事情呢，我们需要有的就是需要有一个相信的一个心。
Verse 5 says this, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God.Who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does.
第五节到第八节说，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐与众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。只要凭着信心求一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪被风吹得翻腾，这样的人不要想从主那里得到什么，心怀恶意的人在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
If any of you lack wisdom,
假如我们任何人中间没有缺少智慧的话，
If any of you are confused about what you're going through,
假如我们觉得说我们对我们未来的方向有一点疑惑，
Ask God.
那就来到神面前问他。
This is a command, ask God.
这个是一个命令，对基督徒来讲，我们来寻求神。
See, we shouldn't wonder what's going on.
我们不应该再怀疑到底是这个事情为什么会发生。
We shouldn't worry.
我们也不应该去忧虑。
We should ask God.
我们应该要去寻求神。
See, trials should enhance our prayer life.
所以呢，试炼应该要增强我们的一些祷告的生活。
Our trouble should provoke us to turn to God.
我们的困难呢，苦难应该会让我们转向神。
For guidance and for strength and wisdom.
寻求他的带领，寻求他的智慧。
Our prayer life should empower God's word in our lives.
我们祷告的生活呢，应该是以神的主的话语为主。
See, if you're not anchored in God's word,You will be tossed around by your trials and troubles.
假如我们没有扎根在神的这个话语上的话，那我们经过试炼的时候就会有困难。
The winds and waves of this world are your trials and troubles.
这些试炼跟苦难呢，就会带着我们随波逐流。
But understand this, don't ask God unless you're ready to accept His answer.
你不要去向寻求神，除非你真的是有心想要接受他要跟你说的。
God will not answer the prayers of those who doubt Him.
神也不会答应那些不相信他人的一些祈求。
With spiritual maturity comes wisdom.
当我们在属灵上有 成熟的时候我们就会有智慧。
Wisdom comes from trusting God's word completely.
智慧的开端呢就是神的话语。
See, sometimes we are afraid to ask God.
有的时候呢我们会很害怕来向神请求。
Because deep down inside, we already know what God's going to say and we don't want the answer, right?
因为在内心点深处我们知道假如神告诉我们要做什么事情的话我们不愿意去做。
You know, God's going to make me do something I don't want to do, or God's going to tell me to be strong and I don't want to do it. I just want to whine and complain.
我很怕神告诉我说要去我做我不想做的事情，所以我干脆就在那里埋怨。
That's a double-minded person.
这就是一个两面的一个人。
That's an immature person.
这也是一个不成熟的一个基督徒的。
We must believe in God.
我们必须要相信神。
That means our heart must trust God.
也就是说我们的心呢必须要完全的相信他。
If you continue to remain in doubt, it will drive a wedge between you and God.
我们如果还有这个怀疑的心的话他就会让我们跟神中间 越来越疏远。
The command is to ask God for wisdom.
所以在这里的教导就是说我们必须要到神面前来寻求他的智慧。
Be patient and wait for the answer.
要有耐心等候他的答案。
Then the fifth thing we need is a humble spirit.
第五件事情我们需要培养的就是有一个谦卑的精神。
Verse 9. The brother in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position. But the one who is rich should take pride in his low position. Because he will pass away like a wild flower. For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers a plant. Its blossoms fall.And his beauty destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away, even while he goes about his business.
第九节到十一节，卑微的弟兄身高就该喜乐，富足的降卑也该如此，因为他必要过去，如同草上的花一样，太阳出来，热风刮起，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消没了。那富足的人在地上所行的事上，也要这样衰残。
In the New Testament time, the rich.We're considered favored and blessed by God.
在那个新约刚开始的那段时间呢，富足的人被认为是有福的人。
They must be right with God, and God gave them material wealth.
他们一定是在神面前看为正的、正直的人，所以神才祝福他们这一些财富。
But if you were poor or you were sick, your parents must have sinned, or maybe you have sinned and you're cursed.
在那个时候呢。穷人或生病的人认为是他们是继承了他们父母的一些罪。
But Jesus changed that thinking.
但是呢耶稣呢改变了那一种想法。
James reminded the poor that in their humble position, they are actually in a high position.
雅各呢告诉我们说那些穷苦的人将来都必须要升高。
Jesus came to make the poor spiritually rich.
耶稣来了就是为了要那些穷苦的人变成灵命上的富足的人。
To elevate them to Christ.
要把他们升高到耶稣的旁边。
That's why many slaves during the New Testament time became Christians because that's all they had.
所以那时候呢有很多的奴隶呢一些受苦的人他们都变成了基督徒因为他们可以在基督身边。
They realized that God loved them and valued them.
他们知道神爱他们，神也重视他们。
But the rich tended to put their faith in their material things.
但是有钱的人呢，把他们自己的信心放在财务上的满足。
And that's our natural desire to put our faith in material things.
这也就是我们一种自然的反应，就是说我们常常会把我们自己的信心放在我们所拥有的财务上面。
But James warned them that if you put your money in riches, they will fade away like the wildflower.
但是呢雅各告诉我们说呢假如说我们把我们的信心放在这些财富上呢他们就像枯草一样要被烧焦。
It'll fade away and you'll be left with nothing.
它要叫消散而且呢就我们会剩下一无所有。
The humble are the ones that inherit the kingdom of God.
谦卑的人呢才会继承神的这些国。
So let's talk about the reward for perseverance.
那我们现在来谈谈看我们有这个毅力之后我们所得到的一些冠冕一些奖赏是什么呢
Perseverance is the key to every blessing God gives.
坚持不断呢是神给每一个祝福的一个关键。
The key unlocks the blessings.
它这个关键呢也就是 把一些所有的这些祝福的一些秘密能够展现出来给我们。
Verse 12 says, Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him.
第十二节说呢，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后呢，必得生命的冠冕，这是主应许给那些爱他的至仁的人。
Blessed means more than just happiness.
有福是不仅仅只是说他是心里快乐。
It means more than having no conflict or troubles in life.
它远超过生活上无忧无虑。
Instead, it refers to a profound inner joy and contentment.
事实上呢，它代表内心的一种真正的一种满足。
A satisfaction that only comes from God Himself.
那种满足呢，只有从神才那里才可以得得到。
When we trust in God, no matter what the circumstance.
也就是说，当我们在不管在什么环境之下，我们都信靠神的话。
Patience and perseverance are the key to God's blessings.
我们要是有耐心，我们要是能够有毅力，我们就会得到这样的喜乐。
See, if your life is filled with burdens and bitterness, you have to ask God if you are walking with Him.
假如我们的生活是充满了苦难和困难，我们就来到神面前说，他要让我们学的是。
You have to ask yourself, am I being faithful to God?
我们问我们自己说，我们是不是在神面前是有信心呢？是真的忠诚呢
？It says that those who persevere will receive a crown of life.
那些他们能够挺得过去的人呢，他们会得到生命中的一些冠冕。
The crown of life is not eternal life.
这个生命的冠冕并不是永生。
Because James is writing to Christians.
因为雅各是写信给所有的基督徒。
It represents the rewards we will receive.In addition to salvation.
它是代表呢就是一种奖赏是除了永生之外的一种奖赏。
And they are based on what we as Christians do on earth, how faithful we are.
这种奖赏呢是根据我们在这个世界上所做的事情我们是不是非常的忠心。
The image of a crown comes from this picture.
这个奖赏呢冠冕呢这就像是这张照片一样。
The crown that is placed on the winner of the Olympic game is not a golden crown.
像一个这个冠冕呢是放在就是以前在希腊那个奥运那个运动员他们得奖的头上。
Nor is it a gold medal.
那个时候没有人拿到一个金牌。
It is made from green vines.
这个呢冠冕呢是用绿色的树藤所编成的。
And we think that's not much of a reward.
那也许我们就觉得这个树藤不值什么钱吧。
But the real reward is the athlete stands on a high platform.
但是对他们来讲，真正的这个报酬呢，是他们当站在这个高台上接受大家的欢呼。
And the governor or the emperor stands with them.
那个时候的这个总督还有其他的人都还有高官都与他们站在一起。
And they receive high honor and high regard.
他们得到了很高的这个重视，而且得到了很多的这个。
We don't really know what these crowns are.
我们其实也不晓得真的神将来要给我们的这些冠冕是什么。
But we know that they'll be made out of eternal riches and glory.
但是我们知道这个冠冕呢是用一种永恒的一种富足。
We will be exalted by God.
我们会被神所高举起来。
1 Peter 5, 6.
彼得前书第五章。
Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you at the proper time, casting your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
You're going through a tough time right now.
假如你现在在经过一些很困难的时候
，Worrying will not change anything.
忧虑是不会改变事情的。
Worship God.
相反呢，应该转向神来敬拜他。
Walk with Jesus.
与神同，与耶稣同行。
Be a witness to those around you that you're trusting in God.
在众人面前，你旁边的人面前，做一个好的见证，说你是一个信靠神的人。
Let go and let God guide you through the dark valleys.
放手，让神在你身上做他所要做的工。
Understand and accept God's plan for your life.
了解并且能够接受神在我们生命中的一些计划。
So today I want to ask you, are you passing the test of perseverance.
所以今天我要问你们一个问题，就是说，你觉得我们是不是胜过了这个试验的考验呢？
Are your trials and troubles turning into triumphs?
我们是不是把这些试炼改变成成功？
You overcome them and you grow stronger in the Lord.
我们是不是已经胜过这些试炼跟那个困难，而我们变成更灵命上的更坚强？
Or are your trials tearing your heart, your life apart?
还是这些试炼呢，把我们这个损坏的支离破碎？
They're making your life miserable.
让我们生活更糟糕。
Maybe it's time to have a talk with God about what you're going through.
也许现在正是时间你跟神有一个交谈。
You know, if you read the book of Psalms, it's all about people crying out to God.
我们要是看到这个诗篇里面呢，我们看到那些人他们在对神来呼喊。
If you're having problems, you can't overcome it, get some help. We will help you. We have brothers and sisters who will help you.
你假如正在一些困难中间而没有办法逃出来的话，我们这些弟兄姐妹们在旁边想要可以帮助你。
Maybe you're struggling in life today because you have never made Jesus Christ Lord of your life.
也许呢，你正在这个跟这些困难在斗争，因为你从来还没有认识耶稣基督。
We need God's wisdom and love to guide us.
我们需要神的这个智慧和他的爱来带领我们前。
The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins and rose from the dead.
我们的主耶稣基督为我们的罪在十字架上而死。
He invites you to trust in Him and believe in Him.
他呢邀请我们来相信他，来跟随他。
When Jesus rose from the dead, He triumphed over sin and death.
当耶稣基督从十字架上复活的时候，他呢已经胜过死亡。
So if you're here today, make that decision today.
假如你今天在这里的时候还没有接受主耶稣基督的话，你可以现在就决定来接受主耶稣。
Let's pray.
我们大家一起来祷告。
Father, we know that you are our God and our King.
神，我们知道你是我们的神，也是我们的王。
And we understand that you have a plan for each of us.
我们知道你对我们每一个人身上都有一个计划。
Lord, I know that many of my brothers and sisters here today are struggling with difficult times.
我知道我们这边有一些弟兄姐妹们正在试炼和这个苦难中间奋斗。
They have health problems or financial problems.
他们也许是有身体上的病痛，或者是有财务上的问题。
They have worries at work.
他们也许在工作上有一些忧虑。
They have family challenges.
他们也许在家庭中间有一些问题。
I pray, Father, that they trust in you.
但是主啊，他们可以相信你。
That they walk through these difficult times with you.
他们可以经过这些苦难，被借着你的能力。
And they understand they're not being punished, but they're getting prepared for a better life.
他们可以知道，他们并不是被受你的惩罚，而是为了要在准备他们的生命，成为一个更丰盛的生命。
Father, we need your wisdom and your comfort.
神，我们需要你的这个智慧和你的安慰。
That we'll grow stronger and more faithful.
让我们能够更坚定信心，灵命更坚定，能够更信靠你。
And that we'll be gracious and humble.
也让我们能够更谦卑，能够更感恩。
So walk with us, Father, and help us depend on you.
所以主啊，请你与我们同行。
And Father, there's someone here who needs to make a decision to trust in you, that they'll believe in Jesus today.
神，假如在这边要是有人他也想要做一个决定来接受你为救主的时候。
For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
我们在是啊，主耶稣，奉主耶稣基督的名来向你祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.